Hi.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
Cool. You went to Build? Anybody? Who went to Build? Did you have a good time? I think I did too. So good morning. And Christina really set me up for something pretty cool because she decided to talk a little bit about failure at the end of her conversation. And discussing failure is actually a really important part of what I do in general. But you don't know who I am. And that's cool. I brought along some friends. They're from a TV show from HBO a couple years ago. I know I'm not being like cool and up to date using Game of Thrones, but I just didn't see it yet. Maybe one day I will. But that's cool. So you don't know who I am, but I'm gonna tell you a little bit about myself. First and foremost, I really like baseball. It's just what I do. I love the Yankees. I'm a silly nerd when it comes to baseball. Sorry, it's just who I am. Also, I have this really silly dog. His name's Rico. He's a huge part of my life, my wife's life. I love him to death. I like to bake and cook. And so this is me in my kitchen. I have a small kitchen in Manhattan, and I try to cook as much as I can when I'm home. And I love music. I listen to a lot of music. If you like loud, long-haired weirdos playing heavy metal, talk to me after. It'd be awesome. But to talk about what I've done for a living, I've worked at a bunch of really neat companies, and I've done a bunch of interesting stuff. Spent time mainly just working as a system administrator. And when I say a system administrator, mostly meant, oh, thanks, I guess that's nice. But I was a system administrator for all those really cool companies, BuzzFeed, DigitalOcean. I worked for DataPipe for a long time. And then I worked at MongoDB, and now I work at Microsoft, and it was a really cool experience getting there. And I'm going to talk to you about a little bit of the failures that I dealt with getting there. Yes, it is nice. Thank you, Junior. So let's move on a little. And so as a system administrator, I would sit behind and I would take care of problems. And someone would say something was wrong, I would fix it. And so sometimes even when you make a mistake and you think you're doing the right thing, you might not be. And that's all right, because failure is pretty common. And the question I've been asking most of my career is, why is recovering from failure so difficult? And it's because we think of failure very early on as a very like tragic part of our existence. We think if we fail, it's very, very difficult to recover and do something positive. But that's not something that I've experienced. And I know that there's a lot of privilege that comes with that. But let me give you one piece. I'm a college dropout. I spent only a little bit of time in school. I just learned Linux on my own because I had to get a job. And after 20 years in it, you know, I made a shitload of mistakes along the way. And that's one of the things I want to talk to you about. So I remember in school, I got a bunch of these. You want to know why? Because I just didn't like school. I wasn't good at it. I didn't do really well as far as sitting in a classroom style because I'm like a lot of people. I learn by doing. So sitting there and reading books and taking tests, I always felt like I was a failure. And it was very, very difficult for me to comprehend the positives and the negatives of learning from that. And then, you know, like a lot of us, I had relationships. And, you know, they failed too. And you break your heart and you move on. And it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, someone you love or it's a friendship with someone. Sometimes friendships or relationships, they just go bad and you fail. It sucks, right? And then you start feeling like this is what the world thinks of you, that you're weak and you're out of control and you're an embarrassment to yourself and everyone else, which is not really true. Really, it's just you putting more stress on yourself because failure has an emotional impact upon you that's very difficult to recover from, but you can learn. You can definitely learn. And it's never ending. You're gonna fail. Over a course of a career, and mine in 20 years, I've made a lot of mistakes. And that's because I ran as a system administrator. And one of the things that I've kind of lived with as a system administrator is always being aware that there is a critical path, is the way I like to think about it. A start to a finish of how an action on the internet works. You essentially want a packet of data to go from one place to another, correct? That's the end goal. At some point, and we talk about this in the world of SRE, site reliability engineering, we talk about how, you know what? You know what's great about 99.999 is that extra 0.001, almost nobody will ever recognize it. So to think that perfection is the only ideal situation is just not comprehensible. We are in a point where failure is a portion of technology, and it can also be a huge portion of what you use to learn. And that's kind of what I want to talk about. So falling down, this is a little story I want to talk to you about. I fell down recently. It happened twice, and not physically fell down, but I dealt with failure in a public setting, and I embarrassed the shit out of myself, but it wasn't my fault, and I'm going to explain it. So I'm at a talk, and it's in, I believe it was Amsterdam. Amsterdam. So I was in Amsterdam, and I had to do a technical talk, and I heard you, I'm sure you heard Christina mention, we went to all these really cool cities, we did technical talks all over the world. I got to hang out with all these really cool people, and I got to write talks. So I got to write this really awesome talk. The talk got around 17 cities across the world, and it was content that I wrote, and for me that was huge. The first time I did it, boom, not a problem. Heard from a whole bunch of people. They said it was going great. They did the talk across the planet. I'm loving it. I get to Amsterdam. I am prepared. Like, I have done all the work. Get on stage. You know, did, I think, maybe about 10 dry runs to get this right, because Microsoft was recording this for our website so that you, if you want to, you can go check it out later. I'll talk to you all about it, and I'll make sure you get the link. But I teach people how to migrate from, say, a data center application into the cloud. And one of the critical parts about that is, you know, explaining the introduction. Well, here's what happened. In the first 5 minutes I like to do this thing. I don't speak German, but I said, Morgan in German, or excuse me, in Dutch. I said, good morning in Dutch. And everybody obviously didn't get it. So I said, all right, I'm from New York. And everybody just say, hey, how you doing? They all laughed. I felt great. Can you give me a how you doing? Thank you. I'm a New Yorker. I don't go home till tomorrow. So I get the room going. I feel warmth. There's maybe about 400 people in this room. And then I get through my first 3 minutes. My intro's done. I'm on stage. And then something happens. Something that I didn't prepare for. I got hit in the face with something that I never expected I would have gotten hit in the face with. Have you ever been in a room and you smell something? And it is foul and recognizable and so foul that you start to feel almost sick. Like someone is covering your face with this smell. In the first 5 minutes of this technical talk, while I'm being recorded for the world to see, this putrid smell starts coming and I notice it. So I finish my intro and I'm being recorded and I can't do this and I can't react. Because if I react to this kind of moment, then I'm obviously losing something for the talk. So what happens next? I'm going to just show you this real quick. I want to give you an example. Could you do me a favor?
Sure.
You too. Okay. You too. I want you to take your shirt or your fingers and hold it over your nose. Imagine you're doing the most incredibly difficult technical talk you've done in a while. You're standing on a stage, and that's what you see. And you know why. What do you do? I mean, I can't just, oh shit, I gotta go, and I just start running. Because I can't run off stage, because when something terrible happens, I can't stop. I can't not continue what I was expected to do. Because I believe this, and when I do technical talks, I look at them, or when I do any talk for that matter, I look at it almost the same way that a cloud company makes an agreement with the end user. And do you know what the term SLA is? Service level agreement. So every time I take a talk, like this talk I'm doing today, when I say yes, I'm going to do the talk, I enter into what I believe is a personal service level agreement, or an SLA, with the people that I walk into the room with. My goal is to make sure that regardless of any variables that I cannot control, I provide to you the information and the talk that you all expected. Now think about that. These are the things we deal with in life, and it happened again. Let's go back almost 2 weeks ago. I'm in lovely, lovely Stockholm, Sweden. Beautiful, beautiful city. Anyone ever been there? I recommend it. Anyhow, I'm on stage. Same tutorial, same demo. So during the stink factor, sure, got to get through my demo. I was able to rectify the situation by realizing that whatever the stink was, it's not my fault, it's not my problem. can't do anything about it. If I react, people are going to notice. So, in a lot of times when, and let's face it, it was a fart. I don't want to make it ridiculous, but it was a fart. And I noticed it, and people in the front row noticed it. And eventually in the notes that I got as comments on the talk, someone wrote, awful smell first 10 minutes. And the weight of the score of my talk was impacted by a stink that I had nothing to friggin' do with. And that's cool. And I recovered that. But then a couple weeks later, Stockholm, go to do the same talk, internet fails in the room. So in the first case of failure, what did I do to recover? I was able to just recognize that there was an issue, triage the issue in my mind, and say, well, if I continue along the path that I'm currently down and avoid the stink in my mind, but continue with the path that I've decided I want to go down to, then I'll be able to recover and continue. Now, in the case of my failed talk in Stockholm, I was lucky. What I do is I make backup slides. Now, in this case, I'm not doing a technical talk today, so I don't really need backup slides. So if Tony doesn't show up, I can do this talk without him. But you know what? I can't do a technical demo without like the internet access to create a container image and upload it. Like, it's not possible. So what I did was I just said to everybody, hey, you know what? This is how it's done. And I just showed them slides of a representation of it and said, this is a failure. This is what happens in life. And no matter what I would have done today, this internet was probably going to fail. And this talk was going to go this way. And I want you to know that that's fine. Because you can't prepare for everything. And this man, he doesn't work for the company we represent. But you know what? This guy has got something brilliant to say. His name is Werner Vogels. He is a big-time person over at AWS when it comes to making decisions on the way technology runs for the Amazon Web Services. And he came up with this everything fails all the time saying. And when I first heard him say these words, they made such an impact on me. And it's not because, you know, in life things just fail. It's because if you prepare for failure before it ever happens, mentally, and not necessarily having all the answers, because we can create run books to help recover from issues that happen. We can do postmortems and look at things, make retrospectives of the decisions that we made along the line. But the most important part that we always do is continue down the critical path. Continue to get packet A from point A over to point B so that you complete what you're doing. Meet the SLA. And so that's really what I believe in. So I like this person, Charity. Charity is the CTO of a company called Honeycomb. And one of the things that she's really put out to me is that in the world right now, we create all these dashboards. And all these dashboards are going to tell us when we're 100% right and fair and everything's working. But no one really truly has a fully green dashboard. Because failure is always occurring and we just can't see it. And one of the things we can do to prepare for that is to make decisions about how to take action. So how to take action, that's a really cool thing to think about. And you might think that you're at fault. And you might be going, well, what did I do? Why do I have to take this action? But when things aren't necessarily your fault. But if you were lucky, Tony says it really well, you'll remember these moments of failure because they will bring you to the other side, and I want to give you some examples. In technology, we run tests for code. We run those tests, we look at the output, and then we deploy. Something can happen along the line that you can't necessarily prepare for. You've written tests, you've gone through all the deployment, you saw the code go online, and all of a sudden the alerts happen. And then you think, I thought I did everything right. But there's unexpected occasions that happen. Things are going to fail. And the only thing that you can do is really pivot and continue. So let me ask you all a question. Have you ever lost a job? Have you ever been told necessarily that you weren't doing the right thing? That's okay. Because you can learn from that. You can grow from that. I've definitely been in a position where I sat across from someone maybe half my age telling me that I wasn't as good enough at writing tests for code. But I never let that get me down. I knew what I was good at. And one of the things I was good at was telling people stories. And that's what we get from failure. We get stories, and we're able to take those stories and present them to one another on how we can improve. Because if you think about the story behind DevOps, I say the story behind DevOps. Anyone familiar with me breaking everything? Who's familiar with DevOps? Cool. So it's the idea that technology isn't just about isolating yourself. It's about culture, and it's about being together. It's about communication. And when you fail, sometimes it's okay, because you get to do retrospectives on that. You get to grow and learn. So I've failed a ton. I've been fired. I've watched one of the world's biggest websites not come online. And I'll tell you a quick story about it. Who has ever been to BuzzFeed.com? Remember that dress? A couple colors. And I don't have any slides for this, because it's a story. I was at home. And I had spent the whole day in a data center racking servers. And earlier in my day, a bunch of llamas got loose in Los Angeles. And alerts happen. I'm on a floor in a data center fixing this thing. And okay, everything goes back online. The site's online. Great. Go home, pouring outside. I live in New York City. Weather's weather, whatever. I get a page, you know. Getting pages when you're on call, they can be traumatic. And this page said, oh, every single web server is now at 99% utilization. And I think, oh, great. And my wife turns to me and says, is this because of the dress? And I go, what dress? And it turns out there was this dress that was, nobody could tell what color it was. It was either blue and black or black and gold. And I spent my whole day and night, until about maybe 2 or 3 in the morning, fixing this thing. And want to know why I spent the whole night fixing it? It was because my boss was afraid of failure. My boss wouldn't trust the auto-scaling services that Amazon provided. And this was early on when they were really the only ones who provided auto-scaling. So rather than trust the systems that put in place to help improve him, he let failure run his life. And because of that, websites stayed down longer, applications took longer to get up, and problems occurred once in a while. And it really wasn't his fault. He came from an old style of deployment, an old way of thinking. But it really opened up my eyes. You're going to fail with technology, but that's okay. An EC2 instance or a VM or whatever, or a container, these things are not supposed to stay online all the time. They are meant to fail, and they are meant for you to build and recover from. And I want you to think about that in the context of a career. In the context of a career, you're going to have moments where you're succeeding, things are never going to look better, and then maybe the money runs out. Or the business pivots and makes a decision. And it's up to you to figure out how you are going to be next at succeeding. And now you can think, well, you know, Jay, you've been in this for 20 years, or Jay, you're a white male, or all these things that are absolutely important variables to think about. But I'd also like to consider the fact that failure occurs to you no matter who you are in life, at any position, any gender, any role in life that you take. You're going to have a moment where things don't go your way. And we're not going to do what Tony did back here, is just, you know, I'm not going to find it because I love that one. Where I just look and I can't just stop, pick up, and run. Because what does that do for any of you? If I'm in this talk and all my slides break, what do? Do I pick up and run and go? No, because remember that SLA I told you about? Then I'm letting you down. So think about that. Set an SLA for yourself. Find moments, because they can end and everything can go black. And you might not know what's going to happen next. But that's okay. Because sometimes you're not going to be prepared. You're not going to know. And that's fine. Because you're going to find your way. Prepare yourself to know that failure is a part of what you do. And you will almost never let it overwhelm you. That's my pace, and that's my feeling. And that's how I've been able to go from crying over machines that wouldn't come online to wanting to tell you, never cry over a machine that won't come online. You wanna know why? It's okay. You can reboot it, or you can find a replacement. It's not a piece of, there's nothing organic. It doesn't have any emotions. It doesn't care if you're frustrated. It's still not going to work. So your goal is to recover from failure and to continue. So always return down that critical path. Because like I said, when the end of The Sopranos happened, we were left with this black screen. And we weren't told what was going to happen after. We were just left and we were supposed to assume. So I like to sometimes say, you know what? I'm just going to assume that sometimes the black screen is going to happen to me. And I'm going to make sure that I've got some plans, some backups to be able to pivot. So if that means that you're currently in a position where you're not really sure about your employment, here's a recommendation. Take $50 a week and put it somewhere. Just hide it. Or $50 a month. Build some sort of backup in case, like I said, they run out of money. Or start talking to people. Network. Prepare yourself for when the failure occurs, that you'll have someone to always confide in about these issues. You know, finding industry peers, mentors, it's just so important. These people will help you through failure. So that's really it. This is my talk. I wanted to do this organically. I didn't write it down because these are things that I just feel, and I feel that feelings are best conveyed without being written so statically, because this talk will continue to grow and change with me, just like how you're all going to continue to grow and change as failure occurs and you learn and pivot and grow. So I didn't really expect to be able to do this kind of talk somewhere, and I'm really proud that we were able to get a group of people together, and I was able to talk with you all. And if you'd like to continue talking to me, I've got all this up. There you go. I've got all this information. I learned a lot about failure in the last few months from doing a podcast. And if any of you are currently on call in technology, you all help me learn from your failure. I interview you all. And any of you who are currently on call, if you want to be on my podcast, send me a DM on Twitter. The point is to educate through stories and to tell everybody that even when the worst happens, we can overcome and achieve. And I'm a college dropout from Staten Island whose dad died really young, and I managed to get through a lot of difficult moments that brought me here that I'm able to talk to you. And you just being here, you solidify why overcoming from failure can occur and people can grow. So thank you very much, and that's all I got for you.
Okay, so the next sessions start just after 11, so there's time for short break now.